So we're about to start the 11th bracha of Shemen Esrei. And by each bracha, we're mamish barely touching the tip of the iceberg. But we're devoting one shiur per bracha. And you could probably spend a lifetime in each one of these brachas. But it is what it is. So this bracha is called Birchas HaMishpat, the bracha of the restoration of justice. So we say like this, Hashiva Shoifteinu Kivod Yishayna, restore our judges as in the earliest times, V'yoyatzeinu Kivatchila, and our counselors as in the beginning, V'hoser Mimenu Yogan V'anocha, remove from us sorrow and groan. And speedily reign over us, rule over us, you Hashem alone, with kindness and compassion, v'tzadkenu, v'tzedekah v'mishpat, and justify us through righteousness and judgment. Baruch ato Hashem, melech oyhev tzedekah v'mishpat. Blessed are you, Hashem, the King who loves righteousness and judgment. The Marzer Kolboy brings a medrash that the bracha of Hashiva Shefteinu was established corresponding to the bracha that each one, as we've seen so far, by each one of the brachas of Shemen Esrei, that each one of these brachas are corresponding to the bracha that angels actually, that each one of these are a bracha that the malachim, that the angels actually made at one given point in history. And this bracha, the bracha to Hashem melech oyhev tzedakah u'mishpat, is a bracha that the angel said when Moshe Rabbeinu said to Bnei Yisrael, Ve'ela ha-mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ve'ela ha-mishpatim, these are the laws, the angel said, Baruch ata Hashem melech oyhev tzedakah u'mishpat. So, Mirtz Hashem will soon get around to explain why specifically the angel said it when Hashem said, Ve'ela mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem. There is countless times in the Torah that mishpat is mentioned. So why specifically there? The Gemara in Masechtas Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis asks, well, actually the Gemara does not ask, but this the tour explains what was bothering the Gemara. Was bothering the Gemara's Ma'aro lo'im ra'acha birchas kibbutz galius. Why did the Anshe Knesset HaGedoyle decide to place this bracha after the bracha of Mekabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael, the bracha of Tekabetz Shofar? Says the Gemara, Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. As after the exiles will be gathered, Naseh Din Bereshoim, justice will be done with the wicked people. Shenemar, and the Gemara brings a pasuk in Yeshaya, Vashiva Yodi Olayich. Hashem says, I will return my hand over you. Va'etzroif kaboyr sigayich, va'asira kolbedi layich, meaning I will remove all impurities from you. Va'ashiva shoiftayich kavadishoina v'yoyatzayich kivatchila, and I will bring back your judges like the earliest times, and your counselors, your advisors, as it was in the beginning. So here, so the Gemara says that this will take place after Kibbutz Galuyos, after the gathering of the Galuyos. That is when the Mishpat will be done, the Mishpat and the Din, the justice will be done to the wicked people. The Marsha asks, where do we find in this pasuk that this takes place after Kibbutz Galuyos? All this pasuk is saying is the Vashiva Shavtayach Kibbutzishon that justice will be done with the Rishonim. It says nothing about Kibbutz Galuyos. And the Marsha remains with the Kasha. So I saw in the new Gemaras, they have on the bottom, they have Hagois. So they bring from the Sefer Be'er HaMayim that in the beginning of the Pasuk begins with Va'ashiva Yodi Olaich, I will return my hand over you. Says the Be'er HaMayim, this is referring to Kibbutz Galuyos. It's referring to Hashem's hand-picking Klal Yisrael from wherever they are and bringing them back to Eretz Yisrael. He brings a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, "Va'atem tiluktu le'echod echod b'nei Yisrael." Hashem says, "I will gather to you one by one, Klal Yisrael." And Rashi, Parshas Nitzavim, says, "Ki'ilu hu atzma yitzarach liyos oiches biyodav mamish ish ish mimkaymoi." The Rebbe Yisrael will have to take each person by the hand from his place. And from his place and take him back to Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk was Shiva Yodi Olayech means I will turn my hand over you and bring you back each person. And then only after that does it say Etzrav Kibor Sigayech that Hashem will clean us of our impurities, meaning will remove all the Rishayim from among us. Now, I didn't count Sphere yet, so I'm going to be Megala Das that if I do say tonight the number of tonight's Sphere, I have in mind not to be Yotze. The character trait associated with tonight's Sphere is Gevura Shebahoid. Now, Gevura Shebahoid means strength within hoid. Now hoid can mean many different things. It can mean gratitude from the lashon hoidu lashem kitoiv. It can mean glory, karne hoid. It can mean to admit, moide beknas, right? It can be lashem vidui, right? To admit, to concede. Shemoneh Esrei in general is hoid, which is it's our total submission and confession to the Rabbi Nishlam that we're totally dependent on him for everything. That's what Shemoneh Esrei is. And the bracha of Mishpat is Gevura. Mishpat is Gevura. Justice is Din. Din is synonymous with Gevura. So this bracha that we have to be learning on this night is Gevura Shebahoid. Right? It is the bracha of Gevura, which is within Shemoneh Esrei, which is in general Hoid. And we'll take it as we go on with the shir, we'll take that a little bit deeper. The Tur brings from his brother, Rabbi Yechiel, that he asks Kasha. Why is this bracha different than all the other brachas by the fact that it concludes with the word melech? Baruch atah Hashem, melech, oyehev tzedakah mishpat. It's not Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, oyehev tzedakah mishpat, who loves tzedakah and mishpat, who loves righteousness and justice. It's Baruch atah Hashem, melech, oyehev tzedakah mishpat, the king who loves righteousness and justice. We don't say melech choynen adas, or melech it's the only bracha of Shemoneh Esrei that we conclude with the word Melech. Why is that? And he says that Rabbi Chiel says it bothered him his whole life. Why does this bracha conclude with Melech? And he brings that he heard that in other Medinas that they take and say Baruch Ata Hashem Oyev Tzedaka Mishpat. They don't say Melech. They only say Melech in the Aseres Yimei Tshuva HaMelech HaMishpat. That we understand, just like we say HaMelech HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaMishpat. But says Rabbi Chiel that he found in the Maariv Zavitri addresses this question, and he answers, since it says in the Pasuk, Melech B'Mishpat Yamed Aretz, that the king, referring to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the king establishes the land with Mishpat. So since this is the bracha of Mishpat, that's why it concludes with the word Melech. Because Melech be Mishpat Yamed Aretz, the king establishes his land with Mishpat. So also every king, that's what every king establishes. A land can only be established through Mishpat, through justice. I'd like to suggest, perhaps, another reason why this bracha concludes with Melech. There are two ingredients, two components that are necessary for Malchus to make up. Two components that are necessary for the makeup of Malchus of Klal Yisrael. And these two components are Gevura and Hoid. I'll bring proof. Yehuda, Melech Yisrael, right? Yehuda was the Melech of Klal Yisrael. The Melech of the brothers. What gave Yehuda his Malchus? So two things I mentioned about Yehuda. One thing is Yehuda Gur Aryeh, right? Yehuda is compared to a lion. What's so special about the lion? Right? Chazal say one should be Hevei Gibor Koari, Lazes Ratzon Avicha Shemashmayim. One should be as strong as a lion to do the will of his father in heaven. Yehuda was the Gibor. Well, that itself didn't give Yehuda the Malchus. What gave Yehuda the Malchus was that he was Moidah La'emes. That he admitted to the truth. By the Ma'is of Tamar, Yehuda was Mizgaber. It required tremendous strength to be Moidah La'emes, to incriminate himself in order to save Tamar's life and to say, that he was the bearer of that child. That's when Yehuda was Zeichet HaMalchus. It was Gevura Shebahoid. It was that tremendous Gevura that Yehuda had to demonstrate to be Moida. To admit to the truth. And it was that gave Yehuda that is what crowned Yehuda as the Melech of Klal Yisrael. Perhaps the reason is because if a Melech is so full of himself, or so full of his gevura, that he can't be moida, it's a disaster of a melech. If a melech, instead of wrongdoing, instead of admitting to wrongdoing, fires the head of the FBI, that would be a disaster of a melech. Malchus is necessary for the justice of the Malchus. The Malchus should have Gevurah Shebahayim. That's what makes up Malchus. In this bracha of Hashiva Shavtenu Kavarishana, when we say Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Oyehe Tzedaka Mishba, when we say to the Rebbeinu Shalom, blessed are you Hashem, the King who loves Tzedaka Mishpat, what every Yid is saying is, Rebbeinu Shalom, no matter what I go through in my life, I know that you, whatever you're doing, is with absolute justice. That you are the melech that is the most righteous, and you're the one that does everything with justice. Similar to when we say, L'cha Hashem HaTzedaka, V'lanu Bashis HaPanim. You're right. Ki ato tzadik al kol haba aleinu, we say Ba'itacha. Right? You're righteous for everything that comes upon us. Because whatever you do is true. And we're the wicked ones. That barach of Melech Oyev Tzedaka Mishpat is our act of Gevura Shebahayit. That's what we're doing. We are utilizing our Gevura Shebahayit. We are utilizing our Gevura, our strength of being Moida Allah Emes. And that is what brings about Malchus Shemayim. That is true Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. Because Gevura and Hoid are the ingredients for Malchus. And that's why this bracha concludes with Melech. The gematria of the word Yehuda is 30. Because it's the 30th Sfira. The 30th Sfira is Gevura Shebahoid. The two midas that Yehuda had to demonstrate to gain him the Malchus. In this bracha, we say two things that seem to be mamash and oxymoron. We say v'tzadkenu v'mishpat. Tzadkenu comes from the word tzedakah, right? Mishpat is justice. Make up your mind. It should be v'tishpatenu v'mishpat. Either judge us with justice, v'tzadkenu b'mishpat, is give us charity with mishpat. Or, I'm not sure even how to, here they interpret it as justify us through justice. Well, it depends. If justice gives you, makes you justifiable, then you'll be justified. What does it mean, v'tzadkenu b'mishpat? And a melech oyev tzedakah mishpat. Well, what does he like? Does he like tzedakah? Does he like mishpat? Make up your mind. the two don't seem to go together. They seem to be actually opposites. Either it's tzedakah or it's mishpat. Perhaps with the following approach, we'll understand also what the Gemara said, that it's after Kibbutz Galus that Hashem will do Din B'Rishayim. Hashem will do justice with Rishayim after he gathers together the Galus. And that's why this bracha is after the bracha of Tekav B'Shoif. There's a pasuk, Kein L'Kamois Hashem, Kein L'Kamois Afiyah. The pasuk says that Hashem is a God of vengeance. The Baal Shem Tov asks that Hashem's name Kael is his name of compassion. It's the first of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. It's Kael. Hashem Hashem Kael HaRachamim HaChanan. It's Midas HaRachamim. Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei is Hashem of Chesed. Nikama, by definition, vengeance, is Mishpat. Is din. What is Nekama doing between Kael and Havaya? Kael Nekama is Havaya. Kael is the shame of Rachamim. Havaya is the shame of Rachamim. How does Nekama come into the picture? So the Baal Shem Tov says that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam punishes with love. He gives a mashal to a king who, a very lowly person, sinned against the king. And the Midas Hadin wanted to this person to be achas delsei lahamis, this person should be put to death. The king said, no, I have a greater punishment for him. And as a result, so the king elevated this person to be a he gave him a very important position in the Malchus. This person feels so terrible. How could I have sinned against a king who loves me so much and appointed me to such an important position? Mamish, this person is guilt feelings are killing him. And as the king sees that his plan is working, the king elevates him to yet a higher status, and this guy feels even worse. And as he feels worse, the king elevates him to another. That's the mashal. The Rebbeinu Shlom, when somebody sins against the Rebbeinu Shlom, sometimes the Rebbeinu Shlom showers the person with love. And a person that has seichel will understand that the Rebbeinu Shlom's love is to help the person understand how terrible of a sin he committed. It says, Kael Nekomis Havaya, the Rebbeinu Shlom takes vengeance through Chesed. This is Baal Shem Tov. I'd like to suggest perhaps another approach. That is, the Gemara says, Kalam Mavir Al Midoisov, Ma'avir in Mimenu is called Pshov. Someone who is Ma'avir al Midoisav, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam forgives his sins. What does that mean? Meaning that when a person, in his interpersonal relationships, if the person goes above and beyond what is the normal response to whatever has happened, meaning if somebody does something to me and I forgive that person, even though I should be holding a grudge against that person, I forgive that person. So as a result, it's called, he's ma'avir al midoisa. Yes, I should take vengeance against him. I should bear a grudge, but no, I'm moichel. I'm going to do that person a favor. I'm not going to hold it against him. Mida keneged mida, measure for measure. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam does the same with us. And even though we sometimes do averus, The Rebbeinu Shalom forgives us. You forgive that person, even though that person was deserving of a punishment. The Rebbeinu Shalom does the same to us. Is that chesed? No, it's din. It's din. Midah keneged midah. I forgave that person. I was mavir al midoisai. The Rebbeinu Shalom is mavir al midoisai for me. But it's a tremendous chesed to the Rebbeinu, of the Rebbeinu Shalom, because in a court of law, that would never work. Right? If I would say, if a person would be caught for cheating on his taxes, and he would say, okay, but I forgave so-and-so, and that person did something to me, it's not going to work. So it's a chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom, that the Rebbeinu Shalom conducts himself midah keneged midah for everything else that we do. Everything is taken into consideration. Chazal say, if you forgive another yid, the Rebbeinu Shalom forgives you. I believe that this is the real reason why the Minhag Yisrael is that on Erev Yom Kippur, people go around, they ask people for forgiveness. It's not for the sake of the person that is getting the forgiveness. It's for the sake of the person that's giving the forgiveness. Because tomorrow on Yom Kippur, the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to say, you forgave so-and-so, I'm going to forgive you. We give people the opportunity to forgive before we ask the Rebbeinu Shalom for forgiveness. So that the Rebbeinu Shalom can give us forgiveness, bedin. Kel nikamos havaya. The Rebbeinu Shalom's vengeance is with rachman. It's nekama. It's tit for tat. You're merachem on so-and-so, I'm going to be merachem on you. You're meichel so-and-so, I'm going to be meichel you. So according to what we explained last week, the Medrash, that the angels said the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekabetz Nidchei Am Yisrael, when did the angels say this bracha? That Hashem gathers together all the dispersed of Am Yisrael when Yosef and his brothers came together. When Yosef was Meichel, his brothers, for selling their brother. There can't be anything worse than that. Right? Yosef's brother sold him as a slave to Mitzrayim, and Yosef not only was Michael's brothers, he gave his brothers, he sustained his brothers. That's when the angel said, Mekabetz Nidchei Am Yisrael. After Mekabetz Nidchei Am Yisrael, then the Rebbeinu Shalom is Oysa Din Bereshan. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't want to judge the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't want to punish the Rishayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants to be able to do Din Bereshayim. You're willing to be Meichel your brother. Mekabetz Nidchei Am Yisrael. Everyone is willing to be Meichel each other. Now I can do Din Bereshayim. The Din Bereshayim is you were willing to be Meichel someone else, I'm Meichel you. That's the Din Bereshayim. So that's why specifically after the bracha of Mekabetz Nidchei Am Yisrael comes the bracha of Mishpat. Now that Rebbeinu Shalom can do Mishpat, Kein L'Kama Yisavai. Mishpat with Chesed. V'tzadkeinu ba-Mishpat. We ask the Rebbeinu Shalom to do Tzedakah with Mishpat. We're going to be deserving, we should be deserving of your Tzedakah, Rebbeinu Shalom. Because we're Mekabetz Nidchei Am Yisrael. We're all coming together. We're all going to be meichel each other. Melech, oyev, tzedakah mishpat. The Rebbeinu Shalom loves to do tzedakah mishpat together. It's not that the Rebbeinu Shalom loves tzedakah. The Rebbeinu Shalom loves mishpat. The Rebbeinu Shalom loves tzedakah mishpat. The Rebbeinu Shalom loves to do tzedakah mishpat at the same time. And this, I believe, is Pshat the Pasuk, Shuva Yisrael Ad Havaya Elekecha. The Navi tells us, return Klal Yisrael until Havaya is your God. Now, Havaya, we know, is Midas HaChesed. As we said before, Elekecha is Midas HaDin. The Navi is telling us, do tshuva, meaning be mavril midaisecha. So that way, yud ke vav ke can be din. It could be all one. The Rebbeinu Yisrael should be able to do chesed al pi mishpat. It should be al pi din. The chesed that the Rebbeinu Yisrael does with you, the mechila that the Rebbeinu Yisrael gives you, the forgiveness that he gives you, should be bedin because you conducted yourself in the same manner towards another yid. The story, very possible I shared it with you already. There was a yid, a chassid, that used to come to the Reb Zishan, and he used to whenever he used to come, he used to give the Reb Zishan money. And one time he came, this chassid came. He was a very poshut yid. He came, and the Rebbetzin told this chassid that the Reb Zishan wasn't home. People didn't used to go out of town like they do nowadays. So he had, where did he go? So he went to his Rebbe. The Rebbe Zisha traveled to the Mizrach Magid. Ah, the Rebbe has a Rebbe? So why am I going to him? Yeah, he found out who the Rebbe Zisha's Rebbe is. He stopped going to the Rebbe Zisha. So he decided to go straight to the source. He started going to the Magid. Now up until that point, this chassid had been very successful in his business. From the time he stopped going to the Reb Zishan and started going to the Magid, his business took a turn for the worse. And the chassid realized immediately that it was because he changed Rebbes. That's when the turn in his success stopped. So he came back to the Reb Zishan and said, Rebbe, now you obviously admit that your Rebbe is greater than you are, or else you wouldn't be going to him. So why is it that my parnasa took a turn for the worse when I started going to your Rebbe? So the Reb Zisha said, there's a Gemara, Masechtas Bava Basra. The Gemara says that there were people called the Anche Anosos that were very bad people. They gave Yirmiyahu HaNavi a very, very hard time. And Yirmiyahu HaNavi davened to Hashem. And he davened to Hashem that afilu b'shoah sha'osim tzedakah lefanecha, even when these Yidin tried to do tzedakah, hachshilim b'bnei adam she'enim agunim, you should make them stumble across people that are not worthy of tzedakah. You should, even when they want to give tzedakah, they should end up giving it to people that are thieves. They're not for real. So the Reb Zisha asked, that's how a Manig B'Yisrael talks? A Manig B'Yisrael wishes that even when Yidin do tzedakah, they should be in Nichshol B'nei Adam She'enu Agunim? So no. What Yirmiyahu HaNavi was asking was, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you conduct yourself with Klal Yisrael Midah K'neged Midah, measure for measure. So if people only give tzedakah to worthy people, and they make sure that they only get the green card. They only give tzedakah when they get the green card, right? If you're makbid on that, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, when you ask from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Hashem's going to say, okay, show me your green card. Are you worthy? You only give to people that are worthy. So Hashem said, I'm only going to give to you if you're worthy. And who can say that they're worthy to be able to receive anything from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? But if a person just gives, he doesn't ask for a green card. A yid stretches out his hand, we give. Even if the person is unworthy, so then when we ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't ask us for our green card either. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives us, even though we're unworthy. Midah k'neged midah. Midah k'neged midah. V'tzadkenu b'mishpat. So Reb Zisha said, as long as you weren't looking, he told his chassid, who is more worthy, who's not, to receive your money. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam also gave you. But now you want to give only to the best? So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to give only to the best too. v'tzadkenu b'mishpat. We ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to be able to give us tzedakah b'mishpat. How? Because we're going to give to people, even the people that are unworthy. And that is perhaps a deeper pshat in Gevura Shabahoid. Gevura is din. But this is a type of din where the Midas Adin is Moida. That tzedakah should be given. Even the Midas Adin is Moida that this person should receive goodness. Because that person committed a good deed. That person forgave another person. Midas Adin admits that goodness should be given to the seed. So when we want to be mesakin gevura shevahoid, we want the midas ha-gevura to be moida. And the way we do that is to forgive. To be ma'avir al kol pesha'enu. To ma'avir al midasenu. To give tzedakah without asking questions. I believe that I was once at a tish of the Slonim Rebbe. The Slonim Rebbe said that, I think he said it for Rabbi Yosef Sholem Natanzon, I'm not sure. He said that I'm all like a titan. Once upon a time, a Yid had a Torah, a Yid had a trouble. He was able to go to a Tzaddik or to a Navi. And the Navi was able to tell him clearly, this is what you did wrong, this is what you need to be misaken. And the person was able to be misaken that, and the trouble went away. That generation is no longer. So there's another generation. At least the tzaddik that they went to was able to give an etzah. I can't tell you for sure that this is what it's about, but here's my advice. Now, perhaps try fixing this, try doing that. And that the Yid was relieved of his troubles. That generation is also gone. Now, when we come to a tzaddik, all the tzaddik can do is cry along with us. So we say, Hashiva Shoifteinu Kavarishan. Rabbi Shlom, bring back the Shoifet, the one who was able to paskin what it's all about, like it was in the beginning. V'yoyatzein, and if not, we don't have the Shoifetim, at least V'yoyatzeinu Kavatchil, at least bring back the Yoyatzim, those who were able to advise us. But V'hosim emenu yogan manocha. Get rid of the mahalach of just sighing and krechzing along with us. That's, unfortunately, or all that we're left with. Perhaps another understanding could be, Chazal say, Tzadikim Yetzer Tov Shaftam. Tzadikim are judged by the Yetzer Tov, meaning they're ruled by the Yetzer Tov. Rishoyim Yetzer Hara Shaftam. And Beninim Zev is a Shaifta. The Gemara calls them Shaiftim. Yetzahara is a Shaifit. Yetzatov is a Shaifit. We also find in the Gemara, Kloyos Yayatois. The kidneys are advisors. That's where advice comes from. Now we have a right kidney, we have a left kidney. So we have a right kidney being Yoyitz for good, and we have a left kidney being Yoyitz for bad. Huh? Make sure you give away the left one. So the before the chet of the Eitz Hadas, there was only one Shaifet, only there was no Yetzar, and only one Yoyetz. So we asked the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Hashiva Shaifteinu Kavarishayna, bring back the time when we only had one Shaifet. as it was back in the beginning. Kavod Hashoyna, before the Chet V'Leit Tadas. V'yoyatzeinu Kavadchila, there was only one right kidney, telling us only to do good. Get rid of the Yetzahara. Only you, Rabbi Nishlam, you should rule over us. May we be Zeicha to that time. When it will be V'hoy Hashem the Melech, I'll call it as V'hoy Hashem Echad, Ishmael Echad, V'vias Mashiach Tzidkenu, V'mehir V'yamein